The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's a piece I hope you'll enjoy from my colleague, Mike Gallagher.
These are politically divisive times. There's no question about it. But one of the big picture questions I keep asking, I see the president at NATO in Brussels pushing against our allies and trying to say, let's have an even playing field. If countries are committed to a minimum of 2% of their GDP for military spending, why aren't they fulfilling their obligation? Why do we fulfill our obligations and our NATO allies don't? And Trump campaigned on Europe having an unfair advantage over us. Trump campaigned over China having an unfair advantage with trade. And I was reading Dr. Michael Desch. He's a professor of political science at Notre Dame. He's the director of the Notre Dame International Security Center. He's an expert on U.S. foreign and national security policies. He's got a book coming out soon, Cult of the Irrelevant: The Waning Influence of Social Science on National Security. Real fascinating, heady stuff, and we're thrilled to welcome on our guest line Dr. Michael Desch. Dr. Desch, thanks so much for joining us today. How are you?
My pleasure. Just fine.
Good.
How about yourself?
I'm doing great, and I'm trying to understand. I mean, listen, I'm certainly not the foreign policy expert you are. I see a president who's obviously unpredictable, provocative. I call him the bull in the china shop. We've never seen a president like this before. A lot of people seem ruffled by the way he's pushing at our NATO allies. You wrote at USA Today, NATO has gone from playing a very important role in winning the Cold War to helping create cause a new one. And you say maybe Europe needs a new approach to security. Do you think the president is correct to push at our NATO allies the way he's been doing?
Well, there's the old saying about the broken clock being right twice a day. I think on this particular issue, he's right in terms of the substance of it. Burden sharing has been a problem throughout the history of the NATO alliance. This isn't really new, although it's become more acute in recent years. During the Cold War, when we faced the big bad Soviet Union, it was in America's interest to pay more than most of the Europeans, to maintain the geopolitical division of Europe. But we live in a new world, Western Eurasia is no longer sort of as important as it was during the Cold War. And I'm not somebody who believes that even Vladimir Putin's Russia is the second coming of the Soviet Union. So this is a good time to open up this issue. And I think there are two components to it. One is the equity issue. All the NATO allies agreed to this 2% GDP target, so they should meet it. But secondly, right. I think that the fact that a large number of NATO allies are not meeting it also suggests something about their view of how serious the threat to Europe is, and also, candidly, a view that, the United States will continue to provide security, so we can sort of free ride on this. Mm-hmm. That's rational behavior, and as I said, this has been a long-standing problem, but you know, this is probably the time to reopen the books on it. Now, all that said, you know, I wish the president had done it in a little less ham-handed way. And I'm also not comfortable with him also tying this whole thing up with the trade fight with the G7. You know, I think those are two separate issues. They both should be addressed. But, you know, putting them all together and putting a Vladimir Putin cherry on top of it is a recipe for giving a lot of people perhaps unnecessary heartburn.
I'm intrigued by the way you've worded it. So basically, if we can summarize, you're glad these issues are being raised. You're just not real comfortable with the way he's raised them. And that perhaps sums up everything where we are right now as a country, as it applies to all things related to President Trump. And it's an objective thing. Or rather, it's a subjective thing. You know, as you know, Dr. Desh, many Americans love the fight, love the battle. And I don't want to get into a back and forth over style, over substance. But, you know, it does seem to me the president, the U.S. role in NATO has been a focal point for Trump all from day one, way before he was elected president. So I think for a lot of people, even scholarly folks like yourself, there's some relief that some of these issues are finally, like, sort of like stones being overturned, where these are starting to see the light of day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, governments ought to be asking on a regular basis if their security commitments, which were made, you know, in the past and in a very different geopolitical environment, still make sense today.
Right.
And, you know, that's a good thing. I mean, that's what we pay our
elected officials to do. Exactly.
To be doing.
Exactly.
And so, you know, raising these issues is not bad. I do think, though, you know, style matters. You know, my grandma taught me that you get more flies with honey than vinegar. So, you know,
he seems to be getting a lot of flies. I mean, and he is the guy we got. I mean, there isn't a plan B as far as the president of the United States. So he's the guy that's in the driver's seat right now. We're talking to Dr. Michael Desh from Notre Dame. Writes a very interesting piece about how the president, you know, is, frankly, there are some issues that need to be raised about our role in NATO. I'm intrigued, of course, by, as everybody is, about the whole Russian connection, as you alluded to. It's funny because the president had a back and forth with the head of NATO, and he said, you know, and this Stoltenberg said, well, we're stronger together, you know. And Trump said, well, how can you be together when you're getting energy from the group you want protection from? And he pointed out that Germany gets energy from Russia. And said that Germany was totally controlled by and captive to Russia over a pipeline project. Does he have a point, Dr. Desh?
Well, again, I think he's overstating it, but, you know, at the core of it, it's absolutely true that Russia exports a lot of natural gas to Western Europe and particularly Germany. And that's an important thing to recognize.
Right.
Now, I wouldn't put a nefarious spin on it. I mean, this is business. But, you know, what it also underlines is that if the Germans were so afraid of the Russians, they wouldn't be involved in this sort of economic relationship and substantial energy dependence on Putin's Russia. And, you know, so what it indicates is that the relationship between Germany and Russia is more complicated. That, yeah, the Germans are unhappy with, you know, Putin's seizure of Crimea and, you know, turning the heat up under, you know, the unrest in eastern Ukraine, and probably doesn't like the military deployments in the Baltic region. But on the other hand, they do business with the Russians. And that's what diplomacy is all about. You trade with people and you talk to people that may not be the folks you want to invite over for Sunday dinner, but, you know, that it's the people you have to work with.
Dr. Michael Desh, I'm really appreciative of your time. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Mike Gallagher Show. All the best.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. I want to talk to you for a moment about a group I've done work with for years, ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. You've seen how your freedom is under attack? Go to townhallreview.com to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhallreview.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.